across the Mid-North Coast, it's Louis for Breakfast on Max FM.
Good morning, welcome along. Monday morning for you, 12 past 8, and some very special guests joining me in the studio. A big show coming in, what's the countdown now, 4 days to go?
Yeah, this Friday we open.
Excellent.
It's getting scarily close.
Bert and Mary, hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Upcoming stage production, Spectacular.
It is spectacular. I tell you what, we spent all weekend doing rehearsals at the Manning Entertainment Centre for the Taree Arts Council show that does open this Friday. And look, it is the biggest, most expensive and most complicated show that the Taree Arts Council has ever done. And this is a company that did Miss Saigon, which was enormous.
Mm-hmm.
Les Mis, which is 20 years ago, which was enormous. This show, just in complexity, puts those shows in the shade. It's phenomenal. The size of the sets, the number of costumes, the number of cast, it's just crazy. And of course, the Elizabeth Hall from the front page of Focus magazine, she's like famous and everything, who's playing Mary Poppins.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Not just that, not just famous for that, but a birthday winner, a birthday book winner
too. Yes, I won the birthday book. It was the most exciting part of my birthday.
Wow.
I got flowers and everything.
Did you?
Awesome. Yes, it was awesome.
How'd you scan that?
My friends at work decided to put me in numerous times, and then I think Louis told them that it wasn't allowed. They weren't allowed to
no,
do
they're only allowed to do one, yeah.
I won it. It was amazing.
Wow.
And Louis even delivered my voucher to my work.
Did he?
Yes.
Wow. He delivered. Did you, like, get down on bended knee to present the flowers, or how do you do that?
Is no,
that...
he gives you a voucher.
Oh, he gives you a voucher for that. Yeah, that's not quite the same.
Well.
I should try that. Hey, honey, I know you've had a hard day. I've got you a voucher for some flowers.
But not only that, we have a little system between Anthony and myself of who wins the birthday to make sure that, you know, different people win it on different stations. Anthony told me that Liz won the flowers. I said, oh, that's all right. Elizabeth will win them on Max FM. Right, Elizabeth.
Clearly different person.
Clearly different person.
Right.
So it was, whoops. I'm really sorry to all those people that I might think it's a bit unfair.
You won them both.
I won them both.
I told that, look, the minute she appeared on Focus Magazine, I told the ego was going to run out. Now she's just winning both birthday books.
Either.
She's going to start demanding new carpet in a dressing room. It's crazy.
And the writer.
Absolutely. I know. I had to get a whole packet of M&Ms and take all the green ones out.
Just
those are the demands that she's
really
doing now.
Like that.
But green's your favourite though, isn't it?
Yeah, I ate the green ones. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what can we expect? Is it similar to the movie? Are there subtle differences?
Can I say same but different?
Same but different.
That's a good way. That's a good way of doing it. A lot of the songs you'll know Spoonful of Sugar. You'll know Step in Time. This one, of course.
Find the fun and snap. The job's a game, and every task you undertake.
And during Spoonful of Sugar, there's all this magic that happens, which is amazing. So this kitchen kind of
say it's authentic.
Yes,
real magic.
But the kitchen explodes, and then the kitchen rebuilds itself. Right in front of you on stage.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. And then there's some new songs that you won't know. Of course, Feed the Birds is in there as well. And there's a couple of ones. But there's some new songs that you won't know. And it is slightly different to the movie because it's based on the P.L. Travers books and it takes it from more than one book.
Yep.
So there's a couple of characters that didn't make it into the movies but are from the book. So it is all authentic.
Very exciting. So new songs, contemporary songs.
A bit of dubstep in there and
Funk.
Is that just
no?
Oh, that's just backstage. Okay,
the whole production is set in Edwardian time, so we don't really have any
dubstep. Not much.
Yeah,
of that.
No twerking or anything like that.
No Macklemore
again, just
no
backstage. But some great song. A beautiful song that Mrs. Banks has called "Being Mrs. Banks," which
Banks
breaks my heart.
And
that song.
Jodie is phenomenal. Jodie
she
plays
nails
Mrs.
that,
Banks, and she's amazing.
Nails that song.
Tickets available?
TheMech.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them at the Manning Entertainment Centre Tuesday to Friday, 10 till 1. Or if you're in the Foster area, just go to Stockland. So you can go to the information desk at Stockland in Foster and grab your tickets. And anyone who's saying, oh, I'll come later because I'm not sure if they'll be ready on opening night, I've got to tell you, we are born ready. We've been running the show with full costumes, full set, full everything for over a week. And this show is going to hit opening night absolutely ready.
I think you and I are similar in some ways, Jeremy. You do something and you get it ready weeks before and you just want it to happen.
Yep, absolutely.
We are ready.
So we've did a full run. We did a number of full runs over the weekend. We've got a full run with costumes and makeup and everything tonight. Then we've got a preview audience just for some people who helped out behind the scenes. They're going to come and watch it on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then bang, we're ready for the gala opening on Friday. And I'm told the Taree City Band is playing out the front on Friday as well, just for a bit of a spectacle. So that should be fun.
some fillering.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I think they're playing some show tunes and things.
Behind the scenes footage on your Snapchat, I believe.
Yes, yeah. I've discovered Snapchat.
Welcome.
You know what I had to do? I had to find younger people like Liz to show me how to... I got this Snapchat thing. What do I do?
Actually, like, honestly, our James and Michaels, because we have two sets of boys and girls that play this... We sat in the auditorium and Jeremy's like, how do I work Snapchat? Like, can you teach me how to do it? And one of our girls,
this year seven girl, was showing me how to do it.
Georgie comes over his shoulder and like presses all these things. And it's like, I'm now added in your Snapchat.
Like, so what? I don't know. It's the first time I ever downloaded an app and went, I need a young person. I don't know how to do this.
I found out that there's a rewind function and a slowdown.
Yeah, I saw that. I know. Yeah. You swipe and
I'm feeling old too.
You swipe left, but that's not like the other app where you swipe left. This is a different one.
What app is
Max FM? That's where you like people. I wouldn't know. Are you on? Are you guys on Snapchat for Max FM?
Yes, Max FM 107.3.
And to follow you, we will snap or whatever it is you do on that thing.
Yeah.
I'm so down with social media. But yeah, we've been doing some behind the scenes Snapchat stories. We'll have to do another one, eh?
Most of our behind the scenes things have been. Like Facebook or Instagram. So little videos and things like that we've been putting up for...
Yeah, so if you follow the Manning Entertainment Centre on Facebook and Instagram, you'll find some behind-the-scenes stuff and we'll try and share a bit more fun of what's happening behind the scenes. Because it is a whole lot of fun backstage as well.
Opening night, Friday night.
It's going to be great.
Get on down, check it out.
See you there.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for your time.